This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Any special stuff happening today, anybody?
Well, we just done Arsenal.
Yeah.
But we didn't do the Ashes, so...
We're doing the Ashes on the next year. I just wondered if there's anything specific about... On today's...
No, I don't
just
think
today's
so.
Day, looking at the day. No, I mean, if you were looking at just today's date in general, I'm just wondering if there's anything that was...
Yeah,
special about the date.
Not on top of my head, no.
Is it somebody's birthday?
We don't do birthdays. So it wouldn't be that.
Can't be that.
Oh, Scott, is it your anniversary?
I don't know.
Out of the two of you, you look more like you would forget an anniversary.
There's an email. Hi, lads. Not going to get you into happy birthday troubles, nor wish you a happy third birthdayversary for your show. What should be said, though, is a big thank you for the past 3 years of pure joy and entertainment you've given us listeners. It's not my words. These words are just a random email I've picked out of nowhere. For the best way to giggles drive home, thank you for all the hard work and all the funny content you've been creating for celebrating music and all the chip shops around what's happening. Tom and Stevie, funny moments and more. Here's to you, fellas. Keep up the great job from all of your around-the-world listeners from Honey in Israel. So it wasn't really a birthday mention. No, it was more of a... You guys are great.
Anniversary.
And we've not said we don't do anniversaries.
Tom, have we ever been asked not to do anniversaries? Just out of...
No, the boss is fine with anniversaries.
On birthdays, anniversaries of birthdays.
Birthdays.
Are they the same things?
Completely different things.
So we could just have happy 16th anniversary of being born to Sarah. That would be okay, would it?
Yeah,
that would
be okay,
I think they'd get upset with us eventually.
I think it wouldn't last long, would it? But anyway, we don't want to spend the whole day talking about the fact it's 3 years today.
Happy anniversary, Chris.
And you, mate.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
I mean, I don't want you to text in with any memories you've got over the 3 years, your favourite highlights and stuff like that. I don't think it'd be boring, and I don't think anyone really cares.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex. Yeah.
No one cares.
No, I mean, I don't care, do you?
No, not really. It's the weekend, popular, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Becky Hill, David Guetta, and remember, 12 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home. Forgot Shem finished. Still singing.
Talk over her,
No. That's rude. Well, talk over, that's rude.
You do it every day.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Every day.
Finished. Becky Hill there with David Guetta, and remember, it's the Big Drive Home. It's 12 minutes after 3. Oh, I knew it's embarrassing. I knew we'd get loads of birthday mentions.
Oh,
I knew that would happen. No, I don't want them. Debbie Whittam says, hi, guys. Happy birthday. I used to love Scott's tantrums on the title fight. Oh, they were my favourites. It's coming back.
Yeah, we are bringing it back. We
now, Chris and Scott's title fight. In Chris's corner.
In Scott's corner. That's on the way back. Soon as we can get rid of this 80s era music thing we're doing, which was just a bad idea that we started but we couldn't finish.
Have to finish it
because it wouldn't work otherwise. And it's already a planned show for a bank holiday coming up. But it will come back. Title fight will come back, so we'll get that back. Debbie Whittam, thank you.
We'll rinse that and repeat that.
Definitely. Danny and Billericke, hi guys. Won't wish you happy birthday. So happy anniversary instead. My favourite moment was when you hit the Scott doll. That was hilarious. Where did we hide it?
We had hid it at Adventure Island.
That's right. You were on holiday, so I bought a Scott 5 doll from the internet that you pulled the little thing on the back and it talked, and that was my replacement for you.
It sung. Sung the funk, yeah.
And when you came back, I had no use for the doll anymore.
Rude.
So I had no legal use for the doll anymore. So I decided to hide it, and somebody found it. And I think it was in Adventure Island.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was in Adventure Island.
That was good. I like that, Danny. Good memories. Please don't keep bringing them in. 81400 with the word Essex and friendly message or the app. You know, we don't want to spend the whole day talking about the fact
don't sing happy birthday to us.
That would be awkward. What, a voice note?
That'd be so embarrassing.
No. Well, you just do on a voice note from the app, from the website.
Yeah,
Radio
like the way you end the show, but like just Don't do it, though.
So any happy birthday messages on the voice notes, we're not looking for.
Picking us up, we're not looking for them.
How would you do that? You do that on the app, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the app.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay. Lewis Capaldi next. Wish you the best. We'll go through the school runners as well. If you're ending school today, we'll get you on as well very soon. 14 minutes after 3, big drive home. Just a normal Thursday, people.
Absolutely.
Nothing to see here. It's Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi, and wish you the best. 17 minutes after 3 on the big drive home for Thursday. Deb says just home. Bobby said you're attention-seeking. Who's Bobby? Is that Deb's his budgie?
It's a parrot or something.
Parrot.
Budgie.
Budgie. A talking budgie.
A talking budgie.
Which is a parrot.
Yeah, so Dev says you're talking about wanting...
He looks like a cockatoo.
How much he enjoys listening to you when I go out. So we've got birds listening to us when their owners are out. That's good. Ryan in Basildon says, hey, boys, love that time you did a sweepstake on how many MPs were going to quit at the end of the show.
Was good.
That was good. That was my favourite day.
And Tom, you're a child.
Why is he laughing?
He's laughing because I said cockatoo, which is an actual bird. He's laughing because I said that word.
He loves a cockatoo. I've seen I've seen your Facebook page, your search engine. You always look at and parrots and all the birds, all of them. He's always looking
at.
He's
such a child. Isn't he? Look, he's just gone red. Tom.
No, he does. I've seen him. He put it in Google the other day. Put cockatoo in Google.
Just, Tom, leave the room. Get out. Open the doorknob.
It's Radio Essex on the big drive. I don't know what's happened to him today. So childish. Isn't he childish?
He's very childish.
I'm surprised that doesn't rub off on us and we remain adult like.
I know. I'm
isn't
so
it weird?
Glad.
Isn't it weird?
Professional.
20 past 3. Big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Jazzy coming up with Giving Me. Get Jonas Blue on for you and Rise in moments.
This is.
A couple of texts as well. A13 London Road eastbound at the High Road. Tarpods Junction. There's an accident there. Two vehicles involved partially blocking the road. A13 eastbound at Tarpods. Look out for delays there as well. Right. Are you on the school run? Are you leaving school today? Is it the last day of school today? Have you completed it, mate? If you have, drop me a voice note. Perfect for the kids in the car. Just drop us a voice note. It's telling us who you are, what school you go to, and a big completed it, mate. And if you want to tell us how many days you've got left, you can do that as well. Voice notes, we are waiting for them right now. Radio Essex, Jonas Blue, Jack and Jack and Rise. Big drive home, 3:30. It's Thursday, the 20th of July. Is that the day for you?
Yeah! Essex.
It is for Albie. Claire in Southend says, Albie, who's 5, has just finished his first year in reception today. Completed it, mate.
Nice.
Good work, Albie. And everyone says they've told us you did amazing in your first year of reception.
Smashed it.
It's definitely a completed it, mate. So well done, Albie. What about you? Is it your last day at school today? What we really would like to do, and we'll do some of these in the next 10 minutes, get your voice notes on the radio. So if you're in the car now on the school run, and you're not the driver, so maybe you're there, you can grab a phone, get on the Radio Essex app and send us a voice note, something along the lines of your name, what school you go to, and then completed it, mate. You could even go year 9 completed it, mate. Year 11 completed it, whatever you want to do. Year 11 you've already completed it, mate, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Get those into us. Voice notes are the way forward and we'll get a load of those on in the next 10-15 minutes. So if you want to get yourself on the radio, get the app. If you haven't got it yet, download it via wherever you get your apps from. Search for Radio Essex and you can send voice notes through there and we'll get you on Schools Out. Easy. Get involved. I went on to Albie. 5. Just finished his first year at reception today. That's the first one we've got in. So any voice notes we'll take from you right now. Anne-Marie, Shania Twain coming up with Unhealthy. Busy on the road today. A13, London bounds, the big one. London Road eastbound, Tarpots. As an accident there, still being dealt with. Two vehicles involved as currently partially blocked on the A13 eastbound around Tarpots this afternoon. Right, 50-50 in Cupid on the big drive home. Radio Essex on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. A couple more of these.
Yeah! Essex.
Lisa in Ashington, what are you up for us, Lisa?
Afternoon, Chris and Scott. I am a taxi driver for school children based in the Rayleigh area, and today I have completed it, mate.
Completed it, mate. Nice. Well done, Lisa. Tim Doyle says, my son Mitchell just finished school. So proud of him. I bought him a bottle of wine.
Have you bought him a bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine.
He's like, yeah, Dad, I don't really drink wine.
Oh, don't worry, son, I'll drink it for you.
Tim, nice one. Hello to Kim. Big shout out to Ollie, who's just finished Fidgety Feet Preschool in Matching. Thank you very much for that. Is there more to that message? Matching. He's going to be starting new school at Waterman Primary School in September. Mummy's really proud of you, Ollie. There's a message from Kim. Thank you and well done. Ollie, completed it, mate.
Nice. Well done.
Keep those coming in. Let's get some voice notes as well. We'd love to hear you and your voice on the radio. So let us know if you finish school today. Drop us a voice note. You do it via the app and we'll get you on the radio across the whole of the Essex. It's Radio Essex, 4:15. Anne-Marie, Shania Twain and Unhealthy. It's Chris and Scott. We're on the big drive home for Thursday. Hello, Kerry. Can you give some Margaret Scorbowers Gifford a shout-out? They're celebrating the end of Year 6 at Adventure Island right now.
We could probably shout at them from the balcony.
Are we on in Adventure Island?
Yeah.
We're like Adventure Island FM, aren't we? You know, when you go to Asda and they've got their own radio station, it's pretty much the same as Adventure Island.
Hello and welcome to Adventure Island FM.
Yeah. Good, like that. You'd be good at that.
I know.
Install radio with
Scott
Robinson.
Maybe do my own show. I've got so many ideas for my own show as well.
I bet you have, yeah.
I have, honestly. I've stored them. For some reason, Tom doesn't let me do them on this show.
No, so definitely aimed at eight-year-olds would work really well.
I've got one coming up in a couple of weeks.
Let's leave that. Kerry, yes, St. Margaret's School. Hello in Adventure Island. Let's say hello to Sarah, who says, my son Stan is in the back of the car and he's too shy to do a voice note. He's moved to Lake District. Put a pin in a map.
On his own? He's only five.
Mum, I'm going to the Lake District.
Yeah, Sarah,
it looks amazing.
Completed it, mate.
So you can have one of these.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. And we'll add Stan to the map. And Sarah, Mum, obviously moved to the Lake District. If we can put a pin in the map, Tom.
All done.
And Year 5, completed it, mates. Well done, Stan. Bronte, who's aged 5 from Rayleigh, from reception. Go on, Bronte, give us a completed it, mate.
Reception, completed it, mate.
Oh, I love that. Thank you very much, Bronte, in Rayleigh. And if you finish school today, you've got a couple of days left. Enjoy the summer holidays when it turns up, along with the weather. Although, actually, today's all right. It's better today.
It's nice.
Right, let's get some new music on for you. Jungkook, we all know him from BTS.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, BTS guy, Jungkook.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely him. And Latto, this is called 7. It's brand new. It's on the big drive home.
The James Hornsby score in London completed it.
New tune from Olivia Rodrigo. There is Vampire on the big drive phone for Thursday. It's Chris and Scott here till 6 tonight. Plenty coming up on the show. I don't know, when's the last time we did the chip shop game?
Probably about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, oh, we should do a chip shop.
Definitely.
Anyone, everyone up for that? Chip shop game a bit later?
Yeah. On it, on it.
Are you getting your chip shop head on?
Yeah, I reckon I can do it.
What was that? Is that where you bring something in? Something in the power
slot? Sort of meditation. I know. I don't look like a guy that meditates, but for the chip shop game, you know, you have to get ready for it mentally.
You don't look like somebody that's not spoken for 5 minutes and just sat in silence, generally. Yeah. Which is it's a compliment. So well done for meditating.
What?
That's good, isn't it?
I'm always quiet.
You are quite quiet.
I've just been playing football with some of the equipment from the studio. I haven't.
What were you playing football with? The thing that covers the microphone?
Yeah, it's called a muff.
The little sponge thing, the muff.
It's called a muff, yeah.
You're just playing football in the studio with a microphone muff?
Yeah, I keep on chucking it at Tom's head. He doesn't look like he wants to play with me.
news and travel coming up in moments. Tarpot's still really busy. A13 London Road eastbound. Accident there. Two vehicles involved. That is partially blocked. Full travel update coming up for you next.
Zach Crawley's fourth test match.
Oh, hold on. Are you doing cricket? Because this is going to be the perfect test, because I don't know what's happening perfect in the cricket test, today.
Perfect test.
Perfect test, yeah. It's good. I don't know what's happening in the cricket today, and it's always, if anyone's new to the show, Stevie knows nothing about cricket.
Not a thing.
And he blags his way through the sports bulletin, but I normally know what's happening, so I know nothing about the cricket today. So let's see if I can learn from this. Go.
Zach Crawley's fourth Test match century has put England's cricketers in the ascendancy against Australia in the fourth Ashes Test. The hosts are 239 for 2 at tee on the second day at Old Trafford, trailing by 78, with the opener unbeaten at the crease on 132. He's partnered by Joe Root, who's nearing a half century.
Perfect. That is perfect. So the first batsman's still in. He's knocking out the park. Joe Root's in, he's solid, and he's nearly on half a century. And actually, even though Australia got quite a good first innings, 50. Oh,
right.
You know, a century is 100. Come on.
That's pretty standard outside cricket as well,
yeah.
50, half century. It's not cricket terminology, it's just his English language. And then...
he's Scottish.
Yeah. So Root's in, and then Australia did really well in the first innings, so it looks like we're 70 behind.
Trailing by 78.
There you go.
There you go. Well done,
good,
Stevie.
Good bullet in that. I understood everything.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
An overcast but dry and warm end to the afternoon before a clear and dry night with temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 20 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. I still don't have any idea what a crease is.
What? Yeah, you do.
The crease is the line that the batsman stands in front of, behind, and then if he goes in front of it, you can hit him out with the ice stumps.
And
I didn't understand all the news. I mean, I understood the bit about the Coutts Bank and Nigel Farage. I remember once when Lloyd's TSB split up and they shut my account down. It's awful. It makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
So I'm with him on that. I know what that feels like. What's Coutts? Is that the kind of bank that I can bank with?
Million quid?
Big bank.
How much?
3 million. You need 3 million to open a Coutts account.
£3 million?
Yep. You need 3 million.
What, and they're turning people down?
If you don't have 3 million,
Wow. Okay. So I'm understanding about the news and the cricket now. This is very informative, Stevie.
Well done, Stevie.
It's an education. We've always said that.
Have I remembered it, though? I don't think I have.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it here!
This is Radio Essex. The hit music station.
Educational.
The big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Not creepy at all, that.
What?
That wasn't
creepy. Part of the jingle, wasn't me.
Educational.
It is educational. We all know that. Dua Lipa next up with Dance the Night. 4:05, chip shop game incoming.
Turn it up louder. Yeah. Give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3. It's live.
Radio Essex, James Hype and Miggy De La Rosa with Ferrari. Sorry, I'm just doing a bit of meditation, ready for this. Originally a feature called Your Town, because we discover what town you're from, but it's now turned into the chip shop game, but we haven't got a budget to make a new jingle, so we'll just stick with that jingle, and we'll just mention the chip shop game when we do it. I think it's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Easier for everybody. So a couple of people on that want to play the chip shop game, which is always good. If you've not heard this before, we basically identify which part of Essex you're in just by identifying what is next door to your chip shop. Not even the name of the shop. If you're Tesco, you don't say Tesco, you just say it's a supermarket.
And we'll get it from that.
We'll get it from that. Right, let's go to, we're going to do a couple. So let's go Charmaine first. Hello, Charmaine.
Hello.
How you doing, all right?
Yes, fine, thank you. You?
Good, you're not too bad. You had a busy Thursday. What have you been up to?
Yes, busy in the accounts office at work.
Oh, accounts.
Oh, tricky. Yes.
Because you do your own invoices, don't you, Scott?
No. Who does your invoices for you, Scott? My best mate.
Does he?
Yeah. I don't do the invoices.
And I get emails from the accounts office, which is what you do, saying, could you chase Scott up for his invoice? Like, no one's chasing him for his invoice. I'm doing it for him.
Well, can you do it quicker?
Crazy. I take a little fee, don't worry.
No worries.
Okay.
Don't pay me too much anyway.
Charmaine, you're on line one. Lovely to talk to you. Liz on line two. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Chris, you're right.
Yeah, good, how are you?
I'm good, darling, thank you.
What about your day, busy?
No, I've got a day off, I've been doing my ironing.
That's not a day off. That's proper work.
Liz.
I know.
Meet Charmaine, Charmaine, meet Liz.
Hi, Liz. You're right.
Yes, you're right.
I'm good, sweetie.
Just connecting people together.
You say that again, you don't envy her doing the ironing.
No, I'd rather be doing the ironing.
Okay.
Than what? Working?
Yeah, than doing accounts, yes.
Okay.
I think
hi guys, can we talk?
can we jump in?
Go on, go make a tea.
Yeah, go on, Scott, put kettle on.
I will do it in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, right, I'm going to start. Charmaine, let's go to you first. I'll do this one, Scott, and then you can prepare for... Or do you want to... You can do Charmaine. Whichever one you want.
I'll go with Charmaine, yeah.
Okay, take it away, Scott.
Okay, right, Charmaine. So, if you've heard this before, you'll know the question coming up. It's a simple question. What is next door to the chip shop where you live?
A barber's.
Oh, yeah, you're making it too easy. Very near me. That would be Basildon.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Wow. Good barber's, actually. Good barber's. That? Good chip shop. Well done.
Yes, well done.
Life. I know. You're never gonna catch us out. But thanks for playing.
Would where I live.
Well, you didn't.
Charmaine, life. Amazing. Thank you very much. Sorry we can't tell you how we do it, but at least you were part of it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Take care, Charmaine.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Take care. See you later, Charmaine in Basildon. So, Liz, you heard how that happened. It's very impressive, obviously. What about you? What's next door to your chip shop?
So it's a pop-up burger place, a burger van.
Oh, and it's there every now and again?
Yes. Only Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep, it's Flitch Green in Dunmo.
That's a good one,
God, can you do that?
Because it's a pop-up burger van. It gave it away instantly.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
People were screaming at the radio, Flitch Green in Dunmo, Chris! I mean, everyone was saying it, surely.
Yeah, again, really, really good.
I like that. Liz, thank you very much for playing.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
Scott.
Cheers, bye.
See you later. There you go. Couple of rounds of the chip shop game. If you want to take part, you know our number, 01702 455060. If you're thinking, yeah, that's not going to work where I live, try us out. We've not been beaten, have we?
No, we've not been beaten.
100% record so far, so completely up to you. If you want to challenge us, you know where we are. 01702 455060. Here we go. It's Radio Essex One Republic and I Ain't Worried. If you want to enter the chip shop game, I meant to say this, you can do it via the website. You can call us up. I said we can take you on the phone. No one wants to because they know we're too good at it. I got that.
Yeah.
But you can enter via the website. You can enter via text. Anyhow you want to enter, we can get you on the chip shop game. Your dad not sussed out yet. He keeps badgering you about how you do it, doesn't he? Well, he doesn't believe it's just a special power we were gifted.
Well, not even sort of badgering me about it. I'm going to call it bullying. He's my dad.
Wow.
I mean, literally, he met Tom the other day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Tom can vouch for me. It was... He wasn't very nice to you, Tom, was he? He's a little bit like, he said hello, oh, lovely to meet you, and then straight away sort of backed Tom into a corner. and I'm not even making this up. Tom
took him away from the group, one-on-one.
Yeah, it was
a one-on-one.
at the festival that we done in Hornchurch, and he was just going... Listen, I made that boy. Tell me how it's done. And then he tried to do this, like double, treble bluff on me where he went, oh, don't be too old on Tom. He's told me, I blagged him and he's told me how to do it. I was like, Dad, you don't know how it's done. And now he's messaged in just now saying, can you get Tom to ring me? Then he's left his phone number and he said to put an end to my misery.
He said something to me, didn't he, on the phone when you were with him, and he said, put Chris on, it'll tell me, and then I wouldn't turn, and he swore at me. Called me a really horrible word.
It started with T.
Yeah, it did. But what I keep saying to people, I had a couple of calls just now, hello to Kerry, it's called my phone, he said, I know how it's done, this, that. No, it's just the skill we were given, which is, we didn't even know we had it until somebody said, and we went, Billericay, and they went, oh my God, that's amazing. And we both realised
that we've got it.
We've just got a skill of knowing what town you're in from just your chip shop. And I actually think it would work for listeners in the greater part of Essex. I don't think it's just an Essex thing. I think this is a worldwide skill that we've got. Test it. You can
test it.
Call us on the usual number if you're abroad. And in the greater part of Essex, if you want to test it out and see if we could do it, if you were in, you know, you obviously wouldn't tell us where you're in because that would give the game away slightly. But we do have listeners. We have listeners everywhere.
Yeah.
So we can do this anywhere. So it's 01702 or plus 44 702-45-50-60. Get in touch. If you want to have a give it a go, we're more than welcome.
We'll beat you as well.
Enter on the website is a good way of doing it as well, because then it's just an easier way to do it. And you don't have to put where you're from and everything. You just put your name and your phone number and we'll call you back. Right, let's continue. 4:23, big drive home. Tarpot's still really busy tonight. Full traffic update next. Jax Jones, Fireboy, DML and Me and My Guitar.
Summertime fun. On Radio Essex.
Right, 4:30, Thursday afternoon, and for some of you, the first day of that six-week break, six-week summer holiday. If that's given you a little bit of anxiety, we're looking to level up your summer this year and help you out. Family prize is to win every single week for you and the kids. It's called Summertime Fun. Would love to get you involved and get you out there making some memories with the kids. Right, this week, we've teamed up with Indie Rock in Southend to give you a one-month unlimited family pass for you and two kids. It's Essex's biggest bouldery wall, and you can escape the heat this summer, do some indoor rock climbing. With this prize, you can go as much as you want in the month as well. There's also a cafe there, because you'll probably want to drink afterwards. It's very important to sit down in between climbs, I've been told. 81400 Essex Rock is what you need to text to be in this week's draw. That's 81400 on your phone, on the text, and text the words Essex Rock to be in this week's draw to win a one-month unlimited family pass at Indie Rock. Martin and Sue will announce the winner on Monday. T's and C's online, radioessex.com. We wish you the best of luck.
Summertime fun
with Indie Rock in Southend
on Radio Essex.
Right, 4:31, big drive home continues with Chris and Scott playing Lizzo, About Damn Time. Radio Essex, big drive home with Lizzo, About Damn Time, 20th of July, 3 years ago. It's about damn time. We started this journey.
We did.
I can't believe how are we still doing it? What? How are we still here? How many times? You only saw once.
I know. Do you know what? Yeah. Every day that goes by, and then I get in the next day and my fob works.
Yeah.
It's like I just like look up and go, thanks so much.
It's incredible, isn't it? 3 whole years. How long have you been on the show, Tom?
About two.
Two. So Jack was the first producer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Then he got promoted. They went, oh, actually, he's quite good. We might separate him from those two and let him have his own show.
Oh, look at him. He's flying now, isn't he?
Yeah. It'll happen one day, Tom. For you. You don't want to do your own show.
No,
you don't. Jack always did, didn't he?
Tom is not interested in that at all.
Jack always wanted to do his own show, didn't he, when he came in? He always wanted to do his own show. You just have no... You like being a producer, don't you?
Much prefer it.
Yeah. Working with world-class talent like us, I suppose, is it?
If I'm honest, I actually...
Are we calling Scott? You can't hear.
Oh, God. All right. Playing that game live.
We're calling Scott world-class talent.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't want a microphone, really.
He loves his microphone. Yeah. You love being part of the show, don't you, Tom?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to do it on your own?
No,
okay. Might try that one day, then.
Oh, brilliant.
A13, London Road eastbound at Tarpot's. Really, really busy. Two vehicles involved in that accident, partially blocked. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. While you're getting through that, let's get some brand new music on for you from a brand new album, Dermot Kennedy. This is Don't Forget Me on the big drive home. Dermot Kennedy and Don't Forget Me, big drive home, brand new music.
Just what a voice.
Such a good voice. And a really good song. I really like that.
I do. I like that a lot.
Serial surfboard thief has been plaguing a stretch of California coastline.
Sorry, what?
Somebody nicking sort of little surfboards, really. Just only surfboards. But all along the coast. Not inland.
I mean, they're quite... A big thing to steal, aren't they?
The unlikely culprit has turned out to be a seal.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it. All right, one of these stories.
Four separate incidents. The seal has climbed on the surfboards, biting and scratching. Scratching the surfboards. Because of this, the U.S.
Good
fish...
Good grip, though.
Yeah.
Good.
If you get water there as well, that would create even more suction, wouldn't it? So it'd be... I mean, you could pretty much walk off with it.
Well, can they walk, seals?
Yeah, and sing.
Wow.
Actually, I got that ready, especially. So, yeah.
That actually is funny, actually, because I can imagine that, you know, at the top of a wave, you ready? Right, they're on there. And, oh, there's a big wave there. And that's how they knew.
Yeah, well, the US and Fish Wildlife Service have posted signs along the Santa Cruz coastline warning of an aggressive seal. So it's more, Keith from the Rose! Like, really aggressive seal. And says, enter the water at your own risk.
Well, I mean, roses have got thorns as well, haven't
Kiss
they?
From Rose, Kiss Rose, from Thorn, rose. Yeah, Thorn, yeah. Aggressive. 4:41, big drive home for Thursday. Keeping you up to date with the latest news headlines, obviously, like that story there. We'll do that throughout the afternoon, travel, all the big things.
We're Chris and Scott, you're up to date.
Thank you very much. Update on Tarpots, what you got for us?
Yeah, hello there. I'm just signing up. I've just been through Tarpots. There's actually nothing wrong with it at all.
All good now, is it? All sorted?
Yes, I can't even see any evidence, so it's all sorted, thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, it did happen. We didn't make it up.
Oh, no, I know. I saw it on the local website page. I know that's right.
I know, no, it's gone now. So that was from the high road, but it's Tarpots. That's all looking good now, yeah?
Oh, both ways. I had a quick look round. Yeah, both ways. Always fine.
Lovely. Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Take care. Have a good day.
Radio Essex, The Weekends and Blinding Lights. Chris and Scott on the big drive home. How do you impress on a first date is a question that people might ask if they're heading out on a first date, especially if they've been in a relationship for years and they're like back on the dating scene and they're like, oh, what do I wear? Do I wear a suit? No.
No.
Men choose a favourite pair of jeans for the first date. A new survey's revealed 3/4 wear denim for a romantic meal. 2/3 would work in jeans if they could. We work in jeans. I work in jeans.
I've got shorts on.
You have today, but you can wear jeans.
I can.
It's not a jeans free zone.
Don't.
More than 70% of men own a pair of 5-year-old denims, while 1 in 7 has a pair they've had longer than 10 years. 60% wear jeans 3 times a week, the study has found. We like our jeans. Guys do like jeans.
Yeah, I mean,
jeans on a first date? I suppose it depends where you're going, doesn't it?
Well, like, it all depends on, like, what sort of jean. Like, a sort of scruffy jean that you've... No, not a first... No.
No.
Not, bit not smarter. Not suit trousers, because, you know, people that go to the library wear them. just, like, a smart pair of jeans. Maybe... A little bit fitted.
But it does depend where you're going, because you're wearing a nice pair of shorts now with a nice black T-shirt. That's quite a good look. But you wouldn't go on a date like that. But it's smart.
I mean, it depends. If it was a summer's day and we were meeting in a beer garden...
Then you would.
I would, and I'd go, yeah, like, I don't think there's any rules, but if you turned up in a full suit, and I don't think you're giving a... Date vibes.
It is easier for us, isn't it? Because we can wear smart jeans and a smart T-shirt or a smart shirt.
You don't really do the smart thing, do you?
No.
You don't conform.
No.
You've never conformed.
No.
It's just not you, is it?
What do you mean? Wearing a suit? I do. I don't go to a wedding in a pair of jeans.
No, but if you can get away with it...
I will change for the evening bit and put jeans on. I hate wearing a suit. I hate it. Don't like it. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
But see, I do like the smart casual look.
Yeah,
that's good. Like, I think it's not
jumper shirt combo.
I think it's nice to make an effort. Like, so even if you're wearing a sort of smart pair of jeans, you're still wearing jeans.
Yeah,
maybe a pair of nice loafers, and you could even get away with a nice sort of like polo top.
That would
still
work.
Looks nice.
That would work. But yeah, so that's how people are impressing on the first. I like the fact that men have a favourite pair of jeans. I've got a favourite pair of jeans. But all my jeans look the same. They're made out of denim. They all look fairly similar, but there's always one pair that you go, these are the ones that fit.
Yeah, I've got a favourite pair of jeans. I've actually got a favourite pair of gig jeans and a favourite pair of... Because it's weird for me, because there's jeans that I wouldn't wear...
In real life.
In real life, but jeans that I would wear, that I'd only wear on stage and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like getting into your uniform.
I have that. Just a certain clothes I'll only wear on air when I'm performing, because they look good. And then when I'm... Steve's ones here.
Just looking, sorry, just looking up and down.
This is my stage wear. This is what I wear when I'm on the radio.
It's not, is it?
Yeah. And the gold chains and that. Because I'm on the radio, so I'm like dressing up smart.
You're not.
Yeah. 5 to 5, if I was a newsreader like Steve. Steve is in a suit.
He's always in a suit.
But he should be in a suit. He's a newsreader.
People don't know that.
He's wearing a suit. He's got a trilby hat on.
Well, he's got a suit. He's got the kilt on, obviously.
He's got a kilt on, yeah. He's doing the news in a kilt.
Yeah, and I have noticed, yes, he's wearing it properly. Yeah. He hasn't got any underwear on.
It's incredible. Right, Thursday's Big Drive Home continues with Leanne, Don't Say Love on the way, and the Jonas Brothers Waffle House coming up.
A third wicket stand of 150 has put England's cricketers in control against Australia on the second day of the fourth Ashes test. A short time ago, the hosts were 297 for two at Old Trafford, just 20 behind their opponent's first inning score of 317. Opener Zach Crawley is unbeaten on 172, with Joe Root on 59 not out.
So what they'll do, they'll go past that figure where they... Because it's the first innings, there's two innings. I'm teaching you cricket as you go.
But nothing is going in.
No, it will.
I know nothing about cricket.
The first innings is the first innings. So it's the first time they're back on the fourth day. So
is that like
how many behind we are?
20 behind. Oh, yeah. So England are coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, because Australia's first innings has happened. Now England are in their first innings. They won't get to 20 and just stop. Innings is till all the batsmen are out and bowled out. That's an innings.
They're in.
But what you're saying is that actually Joe Root's still in, is he?
Opener Zach Crawley is unbeaten on 172 with Joe Root 59 not out.
So there you go. So Crawley was the first batsman to go in. He's still there. So then we're on for two, yeah?
Yeah.
So we've still got another eight.
Yeah, the most were 297 for two.
Yeah, so we've scored 297 runs for two wickets. They've only got us out. They've only hit two wickets, and we scored 200 and whatever. So by the time it gets to nine wicket, we'll be on hundreds and hundreds. So they won't do what I'm saying is they don't just get to 20 and then go, yeah, we got the same as you, and then Australia going to bat. We'll carry on batting, so we might score 500. Then Australia will have to, after all the innings have happened, the two innings have happened, it's the one that's got the most runs. It's not that difficult,
it
Stevie.
Is that
it's
difficult.
Not that difficult, Stevie.
And so these cricket reports come from like the trusted news wires.
Yeah,
obviously,
you just read it.
I just read it.
Yeah.
But every time I read one, there's like new language. What's a wicket stand? I don't know.
I think you're doing a great job.
You are.
I do.
And I feel like I understand your reports. When I'm driving into work and I hear you do the cricket, I actually understand what you're saying. But the weird thing is I know in my head that you don't understand what you're saying.
I'm going to teach myself cricket. I am.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
Well, the bright spells will continue well into the evening before a clear and dry night across the county. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 20 degrees at the crease. I'm Stevie Schilling. Today.
What's LBW stand for?
LBW, last batsman winning.
Scott?
I think it's leg before wicket.
Tom? Leg before wicket is the correct answer.
Yes! Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the two to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
All right, Thursday, Big Drive Home is on. It's Chris and Scott. We're on till 6. And Ray on the way with Escapism. Doctor, Doctor coming up for you.
Doctor, Doctor.
And Leanne, first of all, Don't Say Love.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Doctor. I've missed it so much.
So has Essex.
I've missed it.
Oh, they have missed it. I meet people and they go, what do you do? I go, oh, radio. What show? Big Drive Home. And it, Doctor, Doctor. It's never the chip shop game.
No, Doctor, Doctor.
Never ask about the chip shop game. It's always that Doctor, Doctor.
I've really
it's what people always
it.
Say.
Yeah,
I've
always.
Missed doing it.
Somebody said yeah, he should just do a show for 3 hours playing that song over and over again. And I was like, that sounds like a plan.
Next week, isn't
Doctor,
it?
Doctor, next week you're doing that show. Doctor, Doctor, the song is Ray Escapism. You escape this week, then? Your last day this week? Then
I do.
Back off on another day off tomorrow?
I'm actually going to see a doctor, doctor.
Are you seeing a doctor tomorrow?
Well, a doctor.
Dentist.
I'm going to see Dr. Tom. He is a doctor. He's called Dr. Tom.
Doctor.
At Start Smiling. I'm actually really looking forward to it. Because
being
I'm getting brand new pearly whites tomorrow. So excited.
You're always smiling, though. So what are you just going to have a better smile?
I'm going to have a proper new smile. Can't wait. And when I come in on Monday...
What are you doing that tomorrow?
Literally tomorrow, I'm in the chair all day. But a lot of people are scared of the dentist. I'm actually just excited.
Yeah, I don't mind the dentist.
Well, no, because the thing is, I've already seen my smile. I've already seen what it's going to look like. They've tried it in my mouth and I've gone, yep, if I didn't like it, they would have tweaked it. And, just generally...
Are they going to put pictures up of you on their website?
Yeah.
What's their company called?
Start smiling. It's in.
So you can see Scott's beautiful smile on their website.
Yeah,
and you're going to put stuff on your.
Yeah,
Instagram.
There'll be stuff on Instagram as well. And Dr. Tom will put it on there. On Monday, you'll see me coming. You'll see me getting there. Yeah,
I'll bring my sunglasses. Right, it's Thursday. Big drive home. Chris and Scott until 6. I don't know why I had to think about that.
We've gone until, well, 6 again.
We've done until 7 before.
Yeah, but that was about a year and a half ago.
When did we change to 6?
About January, a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Just like I said previously.
Jonas Brothers and Waffle House, 14 minutes after 5. Chris and Scott will tell you how we want you to end the show after this as well. And the A to Z of music coming up on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Brothers and Waffle House, 17 minutes after 5. It's the 20th of July. And on this day, 3 years ago, this very show started on the radio in Essex.
This shambles.
The Chris and Scott Experience, originally with Jack as producer Jack. And then he got his own show and that. And then it was producer Tom, who's never going to get his own show.
No, so we inherited Tom from the street.
He doesn't want... from Adventure Island,
He stopped saying, scream if you want to go faster. And he turned up here and went, can I have a job, please?
We literally took him off of bumper cars.
Yeah.
And put him on the... We went, what have you done there? And he went, bumper cars. And he went, cars, driving. Yeah, producing the big drive home. Yeah, off you go.
Perfect.
Have you worked with Lego computer. Before? Yeah, I work with loads of...
I still do Lego because I'm 12.
So there you go. So that's how Tom got the job as a producer on actual radio.
He was double shifting at one point, wasn't he?
He was slivering
over back to the park and then coming back here for more shifts.
It's a good interview, that.
Did you come here for an interview?
Yeah.
And you went, oh, I'm really good at it. I said, what skills would you have to produce the big drive home?
And he just screamed if you want to go faster.
I'm really good at the Helter Skelter. but here you are, and you do a fantastic job. serious then.
Oh,
a serious face.
Say it again.
And joking aside, you do. I can't do it. I did it once and I didn't laugh, and then you made me laugh. You do well done for doing your job.
Well done, mate.
To end the show today, how about we do a little, because we don't do birthdays on this show. It's 3 years today. It's more of an anniversary than a birthday, but we don't do the birthday, so we wouldn't talk about the fact that it's our third birthday today.
No.
So how about we do end of the show in the style of somebody saying 3 years. Can't believe they've completed it, mate. Because if you said 3 years at the beginning of this, everyone would have laughed at us.
3 days, I think. there was a poll on.
There was, wasn't there? Somebody said Wednesday.
Yeah.
So end the show today with a Chris and Scott, 3 years, completed it, mate. Or can't believe they've completed it, mate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of music in the background.
Could you get some of it out, Tom?
I don't know why that keeps happening.
I'll fix that.
We don't actually do birthdays. Anyway, end the show with a voice note saying something along those lines. Chris and Scott.
Friday's tomorrow.
You can say Chris Brooks if you want.
Yeah.
Chris Brooks and Scott
Robinson.
No, your second name is From Five.
From Five, yeah. That's why it was
Chris. Scott Robinson.
That's
I don't know where you got that from.
My mum went, oh, he looks like Scott From Five.
Chris Brooks, Scott From Five.
Yeah.
If you want to end the show that way, anything that says 3 years completed, mate, you know the deal. Get on the voice notes, do that, and you could be ending the show tonight just before 6 o'clock and the 8 set of music coming up. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson, and End of Time, 5:31 on the big drive home. Is Chris and Scott here till 6?
Now, the 8 set of music.
And all week we've been asking you to come up with artists and groups beginning with the letter T on the 8 set of music. We've had 3 winners this week. Monday was solo artists, Tuesday was dance stars and DJs and rap stars, Wednesday was groups, so all 3 of our winners now go into a draw and see who gets the most votes to be the ultimate representative for the letter T in the world of music. So who do you think should go through? Would it be Tina Turner? If you want Tina Turner, put the word Tina in your message box, A1400 Essex Tina. You can grab us on the app as well, or Tupac.
Bit different. a little bit different.
If you want Tupac to be your artist beginning with T, then put the word Tupac into your message box. Get that over to us. Or yesterday's winner, take that for the groups. So the choice is yours. Who goes forward for the ultimate A to Z of music for the Essex people? Is it going to be Tina Turner? Is it Tupac? Or is it Take That? Put your answers in your message box. Get it over to us. And the winning tune will play just before six. And that artist will be entered into the exclusive world famous. Essex is the biggest county in the world. World famous.
Yeah.
A set of music.
Yeah, of course.
Get involved. Get involved. Radio Essex, the 1975 and O Caroline, voting for the winner of the week for the A to Z of music, who is going to be carried forward to be the defining artist that represents the letter T in the A to Z of music. Any clear winners at the moment? Anyone standing up, producer Tom?
Yes.
Is there?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you not happy with it?
I'm happy.
Are you happy with it, Tom?
I'm happy with it,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Tina Turner? If you want Tina Turner to be the ultimate artist beginning with T for the A to Z of music, put the word Tina in your message box. It could be Tupac. If you want it to be Tupac, put the word Tupac in your message box. Or Take That, Everything Changes could be playing before six, and Take That could go forward to represent the letter T in the A to Z of music. Keep your votes in. The winning song, play before six tonight. It's Radio Essex, Lost Frequencies, and Where Are You Now? Chris and Scott on the big drive home. 10 to 6 coming up. Joe Kinch on the radio from 6. All the usual bits and pieces with
I
the
I feel
Kinch.
Unprepared.
Why are you unprepared?
Because I haven't been on the radio today.
Oh, yeah,
because you've been on the radio in the morning.
Because you've been covering Connor.
Yeah.
So like today, that was like your warm-up show, and then you did the evening show after your warm-up show. Today, you're just coming in like dry.
Yeah. Coming in cold.
Yeah. It feels weird. Like,
you'll have more energy, though. You'll be able to, because like, I heard you last night, half nine-ish. Can't talk about what you were doing at half nine, obviously, but
yeah, it's spent.
Yeah, it did sound like you were done. Yeah. You were ready to go home.
Yeah, three days.
I'd imagine when Lauren got on with the chill tunes, within 7 minutes, you were fast asleep.
Yeah, in the studio.
Yeah, train home,
weird.
I'm like...
what's coming up tonight?
All the usual bits, obviously. Can't talk about after nine, as you've already said.
I like the fact you can't talk about after nine. I think it's my favourite bit.
Mysterious.
Yeah, and I listen, and I know why you can't talk about it after nine.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone wants to know, there's one way to find out, and that's to obviously
tune in at nine.
Tune in at nine.
But you can't tell anyone. If you do, obviously.
Yeah, it's a secret. Yeah. And, that's
final hot seven. Final hot seven at seven of the week.
Yeah, because you get a day off tomorrow as well, don't you?
Yep, I need it this week. Hot seven at seven on the way. Final play of the record of the week as well.
Yeah.
Which is a really...
what is your record of the week?
By a duo called Another.
All right.
It's like a really funky disco track.
Okay.
It's good.
Nice. And then 6 o'clock, all the travel, get you home on the last bit of the big drive home. Because we're
on the road,
too lazy to do that extra hour. So Joe does it for us. Really.
Yeah, he does it for us. Thanks,
and
Joe.
You get someone to drive you home. You get a drive time in a way.
I like it because I drive home listening to you telling us where the travel is, and I'm like, I feel like I'm driving home to the big drive home. It's not as funny, but it is good though to hear.
No, it's more, information basically.
Because I need a boy band member on the show. Like if I had Key and DeCrow here.
Oh, I bet you'd love that, wouldn't you, Joe?
We would call it.
Key and DeCrow's not a boy band member.
No, but you know what I mean? A pop star. Like,
if you get your boy band member,
you get them cheap.
Imagine if we had Key and DeCrow here every single day, it would be the bigger drive home.
Do you want me to phone Ent and get him in?
He's from the band Blue.
Get him in, mate. He'll do it for, I don't know, £5 and a packet of pop.
You don't get paid.
What? Oh, no, no.
Oh, you guys. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
you don't get paid.
No, of course.
You guys.
Course
for the
you
fun.
Just get the experience of being
for the
on
love,
air.
Love of the radio.
Yeah.
That's what I just want. But
the fact
on it.
That you do this job for free wristbands at Adventure Island is not a problem.
It's amazing.
It's absolutely fine. You're not tall enough to get on a lot of the rides.
No, I'm still on the green ones.
He's on the green bands. On the green bands. Red band, no.
Okay, Joe Kinch coming up next. Who do you reckon won for the week then? Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it? Tupac or Take That?
I would have said Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
You would be wrong.
But then when you would have thought about it a bit more and then went for...
I still would have said Tina Turner.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Take That.
It is Take That.
Helping
take
out
that.
The fellow boy band members.
We thought we'd change the song up as well because we played Everything Changes yesterday and everything has changed because the song's different.
And now they're back for good.
That's good. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Scott, I'll see you Monday.
Yep.
Ta-da.
Happy anniversary to you. 3 years completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.